You're listening to Stateside on Michigan Radio. I'm Lester Graham. Michigan Governor Rick Snyder released his budget proposal this week. Here to talk about that are Ken Sikkema, Senior Policy Fellow at Public Sector Consultants and former Republican legislative leader, and Vicki Barnett, the former mayor of Farmington Hills and a former Democratic legislator. They are both joining us by Skype. The budget is considered a common sense proposal by many political insiders, with some modest increases for schools and infrastructure. But Snyder also wants to put $260 million into the Budget Stabilization Fund, what we all call the Rainy Day Fund. That will bring it up to about $1 billion. Ken, why is a Rainy Day Fund even necessary?
Well, I think you need a savings account. I remember when I was in the legislature and we had over $1 billion in the Rainy Day Fund, and then the economy went south and we depleted that pretty quickly. And my view, and I think the governor's view, is that if you can't build a savings account during relatively good economic times, you're never going to have one when you need one.
Vicki, the Rainy Day Fund has been as high as $2 billion, or nearly $2 billion. But when the roads are still bad, infrastructure is crumbling, the state is now pulling funds for water subsidies from Flint, how does it look to be stashing those dollars away?
Well, forget the optics for a second, and let's talk about what the Rainy Day Fund is supposed to do. Ken is absolutely right. You have to have a savings account. I'm a former financial planner. We recommend that to all of our clients. But when you're dealing with government, a Rainy Day Fund also signals to bond issuers that you have a healthy economy, and it lowers your interest rate. And when it lowers your interest rate, it affects every project you're going to go bond for, including roads. So it actually saves us money in the long run to have money in our savings account.
So saving money to save money, that's not a bad thing. The Republicans.
Well, it's like when you go to a bank to borrow money. If you don't have money, they're not going to give you money.
The Republicans have an idea for some of the state's surplus. Give it back to the taxpayers. Here's Representative Laura Cox, the chair of the House Appropriations Committee, talking to Cynthia Canty this week.
Well, I'd like to do, the House has a proposal out that we want to do an incremental tax rollback to kind of put a little bit more money in the pockets of the hardworking taxpayers across the state. I think that that's something that's a really big goal of ours, and we want to make sure our citizens get back more of their own money so that they can spend it the way they want to on their budgets, instead of sending it away to the state and feeling like they might not have as much control over it as they'd like.
Ken, the plan is to phase out the 4.25% income tax over the next 40 years. There are states that don't have an income tax. What about Michigan?
Well, the handful of states that don't have a state income tax rely on revenue from other sources. You have some small western states that have a lot of mining and mineral extraction. You take a look at Florida, they have a high sales tax, a lot of tourists. You know, Michigan isn't in that situation. The basic dilemma with eliminating the state income tax, even if you do it over time, is you've got to cut spending to go along with it. And it's pretty easy for one legislature to put in an income tax phase out and then force a future legislature to deal with the spending cuts that are a consequence. There are already tax cuts built into future state budgets that a previous legislature put into place. But you have this phenomenon with term limits when a new legislature comes in, new Republicans. It's not good enough to have tax cuts done by a previous legislature. They want to be able to say, we cut your taxes. So you get tax cut upon tax cut upon tax cut.
Yeah, I guess the governor was arguing that they've already got a bunch of fees and reductions coming into place. Vicki, the governor has not said a lot about this idea of a tax cut, except that if you cut revenue, you have to cut spending. How does Michigan cut enough to make up for the loss in income tax revenue?
I don't think you can cut enough. You would have to shift the tax burden to another source, like increasing the sales tax. And when you're talking about eliminating the income tax, you're talking about eliminating over $9 billion of today's dollars. That means you'd have to increase the sales tax to 12 or 13% in order to make up for it. You talked about crumbling roads and crumbling infrastructure. We can see the things that are crumbling, but we can't see the other part of the infrastructure mess that we have to deal deal with financially as well. And that is something that Fraser is dealing with in Macomb County, Michigan right now. And that's the sinkholes, the breaking of water mains and underground infrastructure that we can't see that hasn't been repaired in generations. So we really are on the cusp of having to raise more revenue to fix our infrastructure and move Michigan forward. And this whole tax cut fever does not address the needs of the real citizens of Michigan right now. And I wouldn't be surprised, though, if you also see another proposal, aside from eliminating the income tax, of moving the income tax from a flat rate to a graduated income tax. That's something that a bill was put in to put on the ballot last term by State Representative Jim Townsend, and I hear there's talk about doing that again. So I don't think we're done with the tax cut talk or the tax shift talk. It'd be interesting to see what happens in the future.
All right, let's go to the lightning round. One sentence or just a few words. Ken, how would you characterize the governor's budget proposal?
Modest and steady. There's some interesting pieces to it, but it's pretty steady and kind of boring.
Vicki?
I think there's some really good things in there, including increasing funding for high school education. I'm disappointed that there's not any money set aside to address the unemployment fund nightmare.
Vicki Barnett, the former mayor of Farmington Hills and a former Democratic legislator, and Ken Sikkema, senior policy fellow at Public Sector Consultants and a former Republican legislative leader. Hey, thanks very much as usual, and have a great weekend.
You too.
Thank you.